Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Today's topic is really important and it's about deciding whether to have children or not. I often see many times couples conflict over this and also individuals suffering, wondering should they or shouldn't they have children. And that can cause a lot of stress and tension. So I'm going to be talking about that today. Studies have shown that more and more couples are choosing not to have children and are preferring to live very different lifestyles to the traditional 2.4 children family setup. In countless cases I've supported, couples agree on wanting or not wanting to have children at the beginning of their relationships. Then something changes and one of the partners begins to rethink their original decision. As a person that supports relationships all across the globe, I've facilitated countless individual breakthrough one-on-one sessions where men and women come to me alone, struggling to decide, do they really want children or not? This individual internal conflict can be distressing for many that go through it. Often people feel drained, overwhelmed, and unable to escape the conflicting thoughts, yo-yoing back and forth. It can bring up many doubts and fears and what ifs, as well as playing out the worst case scenario of what could happen if they had children and how they might feel, worst case, if they didn't have children and massively regretted it. So it's important when helping people to gain clarity on whether or not they want children to look at all of their unconscious fears, beliefs, unconscious values. So values are things that motivate our behaviour and determine whether something makes us happy or not. Our values are so unconscious, and they are what we see as a life well lived, what's important to us. And there's also fears about, am I going to be a good parent? Beliefs about parenting, it's difficult, it's hard, it's stressful, that can come into the factor. And beliefs about their relationship. Is this really the person that is right for me? Is this really the father or mother I want for my children? Do I feel safe enough to have a child with this person, or secure enough? So many people, when they book these 3-day intensive breakthrough sessions with me, they are really wanting to get clarity, and to get the clarity we need to get to the root of their beliefs, their values, and their emotions that they're still holding on to about parenthood or their own childhood. This is something that I also teach how to do in my Holistic Life Therapist Certification Program. And if you're interested in finding more out about that, I will put the video link along with this episode, and you can also check it out on my website or email me for the details. It's a 3-month training program giving all of my best tools, strategies and tips to not only help clients get amazing transformations, also how to structure your business and get clients. So it's something I'm so passionate about, and if you're interested, I'd love to share that with you. So I'm going to start sharing 2 stories with you, which can highlight the challenges that people go through and confusion over whether they want children or not. Anne, name changed to protect her identity, never wanted children. As she turned 37, she lost her mum, and being the only child in this situation, it pushed her to reevaluate her position on wanting children. The difficult thing was that she had initially agreed not to have children, and her fiancé was 10 years older than her, and he already had 3 children from 2 previous wives, and he was absolutely adamant that he did not want any more children. And this put a strain on Anne's relationship. And when Anne booked the initial session with me, her relationship had been stagnant for the past 14 months. So it was important that we work together to claim clarity, to get her that clarity and start the journey of self-discovery. And then depending on the outcome, we would either work on rebuilding her relationship with her fiancé or helping her to create a plan for the changes that she wanted in the future. I always remind clients never to make any decisions out of fear. Like Anne, she was afraid of not having anyone to grieve for her if anything had happened to her. Fear was the motivating factor. Losing her mum had made her question what would happen to her in her old age. And because what she had done for her mum, looking after her emotionally, financially, physically, she felt really, really worried about not having children and being alone, dying alone. And grief is an emotion that, of course, needs to be processed first and settled before making any life-changing decisions. We don't want to ignore thoughts, though. So it's very good to explore your thoughts and remind yourself that you do not need to make a decision straight away. Our thoughts sometimes can indicate a true intention, an intuition, a knowing, and other times it can be a warning of fear from the unconscious mind to trying to protect you. Anne, through our sessions, realised that she didn't want children and that it was fear of being alone in old age that was behind her sudden change of heart and mind. She realised that she had many other ways that she could contribute to the world. So we focused on creating some compelling goals. Once we released her fears, we looked at what made a purposeful life for her, what was her mission, what were her core values in different areas of her life. And then I worked with her and her fiancé to rebuild the relationship, the trust and connection, because the relationship had been very, very distant, kind of like flatmates for a long time. Another lady, I'll call Kate, had been married for 12 years and had just recently turned 41. She was so confused and felt super unhappy and lost in her life because she felt that she didn't know herself or what she should be doing with her life. Kate booked a session with me after searching for some support, hoping that I could help her clear some of the fog that was stopping her from finding the direction in her life. Kate explained that she was no longer attracted to her husband and wasn't happy in her job. She also found other men attractive, and this brought up so many questions, like, was she living in the right city? Was she in the right industry? Should she have children or not? Should she adopt? All of the questions, starting with should, were alarm bells for me. When it comes to having a family, the word should is a flag to look further into what the person really wants. Because when people often want children, they say, I really want them. I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to fatherhood or motherhood, whatever it is. And the word should, it can indicate like it's some kind of obligation, a duty, as if it's like the society right thing to do rather than someone wanting to do it. She was so fed up with the internal battle that she just had to get the answer. The reason that she was blocked from finding the answer was because fear, resentment, and hurt were in the way of her seeing what she really wanted. There were things she saw in her mum and dad that she was scared that she would be like. One of the things that she went through as a child was seeing her parents argue and fight over money time and time again. And she felt bad as a child for causing her parents financial strain. She also had a fear of being trapped and tied down, that if she had a child with her husband, who she was no longer attracted to, this would be it. The breakthrough process helped her to see what she really, really wanted. It helped her to gain the clarity that actually she needed to either work on her relationship or leave her relationship, because leaving that the way that it was the biggest cause of her unhappiness. And having the confidence to change her career, create some compelling goals, she took the pressure off deciding whether or not to have children. If the right person came along or her relationship got to the place where she felt comfortable enough, then she would have children. And she was then excited about that and also excited about life regardless. There are so many other factors that can influence a person's shift in mindset and can create some confusion when it comes to life-changing decisions like having children. Like Kate, many people I've supported are not sure about having children because they fear financial burden, or they don't believe their partner is right for them or has a good enough job, is secure and safe. Others that have a turbulent upbringing really fear that they might pass on the traits to their own children. Some women don't want children because they're scared of getting postnatal depression or gaining weight or being left alone in the relationship and becoming a single parent. It's also important to note that it's not just women that I support through this uncertainty when it comes to creating a family. Many men come to me for my 3-day breakthrough program, not sure about having children and the impact it will have on their lives, how it will affect their career opportunities, how it will affect their travel and lifestyle. Other men come because they're not sure that they are cut out for a committed relationship. They're not sure if they could be loyal and faithful and not look at other women or worse. Some men and women also fear having children because of lifestyle changes, where they have to give up hobbies and passions and not being able to travel or socialize as much. I worked with a couple who, they were both triathletes, and they loved doing all of their triathlon training every week, every night, every day. And one of them wanted a child and the other one didn't, because it would really restrict what they loved and spent most of their time doing for the last 5 years. Some also worry about the effect having children can have on a couple romantically. They've seen their friends or their parents as a child have children, and they see distance. They see them not having sex as much, not having fun, anxiety, stress, and they think, I'm scared it was going to ruin our bond. I'm scared that a child is going to come between us. Others decide not to have children because they're not happy with the world. They share that the world is not a good place. It's full of unhealthy pollution, COVID, you know, all these different things, and they think it's not the right place to bring in a child, or the population is too high. As highlighted, there's so many different reasons that people come conflicted to me about having a child. And some are single, and they're like, I need to figure this out before I start dating, because people that you date, they want to know at the beginning of a relationship. And other people, they've been married for years, they've been in a committed relationship for a very long time, and they feel pressured. And that's what I want to talk about next. When one person wants to have children straight away and the other is unsure, it can cause many arguments. In many couples I've supported, this ultimatum has been given by the woman, worried that their biological clock is ticking. This ultimatum can be, marry me and start a family, or the relationship is over. Or if you don't want to have a baby soon, I will go and have one myself and get a sperm donor. This pressure can lead to making decisions out of fear. Unfortunately, those that do feel their opinion isn't counted and they can hold resentment. So it's so important to make decisions that feel right to both when it comes to starting a family. And it's not always women. Sometimes I have men saying, I do not want to be an old dad. Please, let's have children early and not wait. People assume that peer pressure is something that children face in schools. However, it's something that happens in many relationships. Some people may not feel the maternal or paternal instinct and decide they don't want children until they're surrounded by friends and family members who are all having children. Childless couples can feel a shift in their friendship circles, group activities, because their friends that they used to go out with and go away with now are staying at home a lot of the time, and they can feel left out, isolated, and not part of their friendship circle anymore. And sometimes this pressure can cause couples to reevaluate, are we doing the right thing not having any children? There is no right or wrong answer when it comes to planning children, of course. However, it's so important to be aware of your decisions and your beliefs around what a great father or mother you might be, what the fears are, what the best thing that can happen is, what's the worst thing that can happen. Look at what you really think. Put it all down on paper and ask yourself, is this actually reality? Is this true? Is this helping me? Of course, society encourages people to get married and have children. However, if it's not in line with someone's goals, dreams, and values, they're not going to be as happy if they rush into or force a decision. In fact, the most common reason that people book my 3-day breakthrough program is a lack of clarity. There's so many of us looking for clarity in our lives. Some people book because they're looking for clarity on whether they will ever get over the affair and be able to fully trust their partner. Others come conflicted whether this is the right relationship for them, whether the relationship is sustainable to have children or not. And some come because they're the person that is so confused about starting a family. And of course, it's so draining on the mind and the body, being in a constant state of, yes, this will be good, or no, this will be bad, and the endless reasons why and no, and coming back and forward. So get some help. Write down all your thoughts on paper and talk them through with someone. Ideally, someone that you trust, that's non-judgmental, could be a friend or a family member, someone that's not going to push their ideals onto you. If you'd like to know more about my 3-day breakthrough process, helping people to get clarity, it's for individuals, not couples. I do, of course, have my couples program. Both details on my couples program and my breakthrough program are on my website, so you can just go to nicolabeer.com. You can also email me for the details. And do feel free to join the Facebook group. It's a great community full of people helping and supporting one another. We talk about loads of different topics. There's videos in there every week. And it's a great place to learn and get support from other people that are going through what you're going through. All you need to do is search in Facebook, Nicola Beer Relationship Advice and Wellness Group. And it'll be so nice to connect with you more personally. From my heart to yours, wishing you an amazing day or evening ahead, wherever you are. Looking forward to joining you again next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.